Liar, liar, pants on fire. It's the news, according to me. Good morning. It is Wednesday morning. 8:42 a.m. on the East Coast. I am not on the East Coast. It's 7:42 here. But it is July, or June. I'm sorry, it's June 3rd. What is this? What's today? The 29th? I think it's 29th. 2022. Yes, I guess it is June 29th. I just looked up my computer here. It's June. I wouldn't know if it wasn't for my electronic devices. I wouldn't have any idea what day or what time it is or anything else about anything without it. Yeah, kind of a world we live in. I used to have clients. I had a lot of clients when I was. I had a business that I had a lot of customers, and I knew all of their phone numbers. I don't even know my own phone number anymore, practically, because I never. You just say their name. Hey, you. You know, I'm not going to say it because it'll call somebody. Just call so-and-so. Call Joe Bob. And of course, the phone will just do that. Or when Joe Bob calls, I can say, do you want to answer it? No, I don't want to answer. I don't talk to Joe Bob. I wouldn't talk to anybody with two first names. So, at least not on Wednesdays. Any other day of the week, yes, not today. The left's heads just continue to, they're on fire right now. They're exploding. They're all upset. And of course, it's just amazing to me, all the stuff that's going on and the things that they're saying. We have such a dumbed down society right now. It goes beyond my ability to articulate exactly just how ridiculous some of this is. Now I'm gonna sneeze here for a second. See, this is just to show you that this is recorded live. I don't edit anything out of this. You get me warts and all, or coughs and all, sneezes and all. I did get up this morning and do a workout and did some stuff, and I have to. In about the next hour or so, I guess I need to be on my way out the door, I guess, here and think about that. I guess I should get going. This might be a short show, I guess. I spent a little more time working out, and I usually have breakfast right after that. This hotel's awesome. They have a little gym that is just perfect for what I need. And then I just walk over. When I get done with the gym, I get, or if I go out for a run, there's a really nice area to run out here. Which it usually ends up being. Running is not my thing, apparently. I do better on a bike. However, that being said, I have a. There's a little. They have a little free breakfast here as well, and it's always very good. So it's very consistent. And they got bananas and oranges and they usually have eggs and bacon or some kind of meat and sometimes biscuits and gravy on top of that. Yet, and of course, I have to try everything. Because that's just the way I am. They also have waffles. I'm not a big waffle guy. But I do know what's in my cup. And my cup has, this morning it has sweet tea from Chick-fil-A, which is one of the best fast food, well, really any restaurant. I would put Chick-fil-A's sweet tea up against any restaurant that I'm aware of. There are very few that do it as consistently and as good as they do. They know what they're doing there. So the left's head is, I hear so much stuff. Now, this just recently, right before I fired up the, got the old Briggs & Stratton computer going here, I listened to this exchange between Wanda Sykes, who supposedly is a comedian, and Stephen Colbert, who used to be a comedian. Stephen Colbert, he's always been an extreme leftist. He used to have this little character he did on the Late Show. Was a late night? What was it called? Whatever it was called. The one that other guy was on. I think he took over the show or started his own show. Whatever he did, he played this little character where he was kind of this right wing guy, and it was actually kind of funny. I mean, because conservatives can laugh at themselves, leftists cannot. They just get offended by everything. Everything's an attack. It's violence. Words are violence. And they can't take it. And I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's an unhealthy on one person's one side or the other. I don't know which side is the most healthy. I don't know. I tend to make fun of myself a lot, and very self-deprecating. Whatever it is. I can do that. I don't know if that's healthy or not. I'm just saying that's something I do. It's very easy for me to poke fun at myself and realize that I'm not, you know, not all that. Some people have a hard time with that. Not that I do it to myself, but they have a hard time with people doing it to them, or that they have a hard time doing it to themselves. Speaking of that kind of person, J6, let's just talk about that for a moment. I was going to have a recording of some of this. I can't stand to listen to this lady talk. When I first started hearing the deposition, I heard her talking in the way. And, of course, you got two people that I cannot stand to listen to because of their vocal tones. Liz Cheney. She's reading questions from a script, and it makes it sound like she's going down this line of questioning. She tries to make it sound like she's doing it very serendipitously. She's trying to make it sound like it's not rehearsed or planned. And I'm sorry, Liz, you're just not a very good actor, actress, whatever it is that they actor act they. I don't know. Is it just me? Or does this bug anybody else when they hear her talk like this one in these depositions? Does she have any idea how she is being used by the radical leftists? Same thing with Adam Kinzinger. I mean, he's a lost cause at this point. That guy's, he's got, I think Joe Biden probably is more aware of what's going on around him than Adam Kinzinger is. Both of these people have no idea the pawns that they are being played as at this point. They're doing more to damage our country right now than. And this whole J6 thing is going to continue. Oh, no, we're going to have a surprise show here tonight. We're going to bust in on all your broadcasting so we can have this special show and we can talk about. I think they're trying to, you know, nobody would plan to listen when they had it planned. Nobody would plan to listen. So what they did is they got everybody to watch their favorite shows, got everybody tuned in, and they interrupt the broadcast. You're already sitting there, like as if people don't have remote controls in their hand. Now, this used to work when the kids were the remote control. Hey, can you go up and change the channel for me? When I was a kid, I had to hold the antenna. I had to change the channel, go up and click, 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 click on the antenna thing, on the actual tuner. We couldn't get any I always wonder what VHF was for. It was like channel 1 through 13. I didn't know what that was even for. So I can't get anything on that. It was all UHF for where we were. So we were out in the middle of nowhere. And I had no idea what that meant. All I knew was the UHF side was the only thing I had. And I'd go through every click. It was like 84 of those. I go through every click trying to find channels. And there was only three. And then for a while we got four, because we got public television. We had PBS on there. I'd watch Zoom, Mr. Rogers, Neighborhood. I'd watch some Sesame Street. Speaking of Sesame Street, I guess Elmo now, he got vaccinated. Because, you know, that's something we need to do for kids. And we need to do that. And we need to talk about, you know, having two dads and all that kind of, that's something we have to do now on Sesame Street. We can't just teach them about numbers and letters and science. We have to, you know, the count. He's going to be, you know, he's going to come out of the closet. Is he in a closet, dragon, or is he in a casket? Whatever he's in, he's going to come out of that, whatever it is. That's good tea. The J6 thing, when I heard this lady start talking, again, my, call it what you will, I don't know what it is. When I hear someone speak, I don't even have to be looking at them. When I hear them, but I think it actually helps if I don't see their face. If I just have headphones on and I'm listening to every little bit of the intonation of their voice. either they're really good actors, or I can tell whether or not they're being genuine or making something up. Now, this surprise lady, I can't remember, I'm not going to repeat her name. She is not worth, her name is not worth repeating in grandstanding, because I think that's really what she wants, is her moment of fame, a book deal probably. I don't know, who knows what she's going to get out of this. She got a new lawyer. She comes out with this, these statements. Now, everybody's saying it's all hearsay, it's all hearsay. Well, the testimony she's giving is the conversation she claims she had with some of the Secret Service agents and the other people involved in this whole car incident where Trump takes over the car and tries to drive through the White House lawn and do donuts. Now, if you know anything about the presidential limo, it's not, first off, it's not a car. It's actually built on a truck frame, but that's a whole other story. This thing weighs several tons. It's built like it is literally a tank dressed up in limousine armor. Limousine, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. The thing is an incredible machine. Now, having said that, the president, now this president that they say is so uncoordinated and unhealthy that he can barely walk down a ramp. He can't do anything physically. This same president apparently was able to, from the back of the car, get his hand on the steering wheel of the of the presidential limousine. That's just so ridiculous. But the story here plays into the exact, and if you notice, everything that she talks about plays into the exact narrative of who they want to make this guy out to be. He's this monster who throws tantrums. He's a big baby who throws tantrums. Who uses the F word every other word is the F bomb, apparently. This is another part of the story that is a little bit weird. I'll get into that in a little bit. One of the things that everybody's saying this is hearsay. There's two types of hearsay. There's actually more than two. There's actually a couple different. And I'm talking about legal definition of hearsay. I had a conversation with these individuals, and this is what we talked about. That is not hearsay. That is, as far as we know, she could just be lying about what they said, or they could have been lying to her. She may have honestly had this conversation, and that's what they said. The problem is they may have been lying. They're not under oath. They're not the ones taking. This is someone else. Now, the people who were involved in this involved in the actual incident, two of them were there. She was not there. Two of them were there and said they will testify under oath that this didn't ever happen. This is the problem with her story. Now, and strangely enough, one of the legacy media companies, news companies, actually came out with this story after she gave her testimony. This is shocking to me that they would even put that out there, because this was supposed to be the big bombshell in every network, even Fox. Brett Baer even came out and said, "This is alarming. This is shocking and stunning. And oh my goodness, this is terrible that he would have attacked one of his own Secret Service agents." But see, this is the narrative that they want you to believe. This is the person that they're trying to portray. This idea that this is who this guy is. And they hammer on this 24/7. And what sickens me, I got sick to my stomach listening to this lady talk. Her voice and the story she was telling literally made me nauseous. When it really set in and I really felt like I cannot listen to this and I thought I was going to throw up, was when I heard the news media's response to what she said. I can't remember who it was. Someone played a montage of all the news media and how they, of course, they all respond with the same words, surprisingly enough. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Everybody's using the same exact words. This is a historic moment. This is damn. And they were all talking about how, you know, I hope the DOJ is watching this. Okay, first of all, I hope the DOJ realizes they're watching a made-for-TV show. This is no different than watching Law and Order. I don't know that, you know, people from the DOJ are watching Law and Order and thinking they're going to prosecute people on the, you know, the actors on the show. I hope they don't actually do that. Or we're going to have to go after that guy. That's not the way it works. Okay, you're watching a television show. It's a made-up story. This is not a court of law, by the way. In fact, this whole procedure, this whole proceedings are not based on the actual rules that were laid down for them to set this thing in place. I've said this many times. You're supposed to have 13 people. They have 9. 5 are supposed to be minorities, which would be Republicans, not minority party. 5 are supposed to be Republicans. 2 are. The minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, no, I'm not going to get into what I think about him. He is supposed to be able to pick those people based on, and he's supposed to be in conference with them, and he's going to supposed to be able to appoint 2 people. He appointed 2 people. They rejected them. All they wanted, we're going to pick our own, Nancy says. Then you've got Adam Schiff sitting up there. He always sits there with this pomp and... He's a pompous individual. Sits there and acts like he's above everything, and this is solemn proceedings, and he holds his head way up there, and he sits really proper, and he acts like this is such an important proceeding, and he's in charge of bringing down this crook, this president, this monster, this Russian colluder. The guy's just... Everybody on that panel, in my opinion, is really out of line. They're just way off their rocker. They're going to try to keep this thing going, by the way. This thing is not going to quit. They're going to keep trying to pound it in to the American people about how bad Trump is. This monster. Oh, this is even getting worse. It's worse than we could have ever imagined. First of all, this didn't happen. Here it goes again with just one more story that you're believing here. That adds to your idea, your conceived perception of who Donald Trump is. And you are so distorted and living in this weird world of twisted reality that you can't even see past this at all anymore. Your lens is a little bit dirty here. It's a little bit skewed. You have a little bit of a... What do they call it? Implicit bias? Anything that this guy does or says, obviously, is... If you just see a picture of this guy, I guess what really sickened me about the whole thing was the way the news media jumped in with this. They are so eager to find something, to bring this guy down, to have him perp walked, to have him put in jail with handcuffs on, to be... called, you know, into prison on the carpet, to be called up, you know, into to testify, whatever. They're so eager for that they jumped all over this right away. Oh, this is it. This is going to bring the. Oh, this is the worst. This is the most condemning. Everything is always the worst. It's always the most condemning. And they never seem to have any kind of remorse record about anything that they get wrong. It's just on to the next big event. The next big thing that he's doing. Now they claim that they're going to come out with even more. They even got more. All the background testimony that they've gotten that they can't share. At some point, I don't know if they realize this or not. Now, Kevin McCarthy was asked a couple days ago whether or not they're going to have investigations. Well, yeah. Then he went on to the next subject. He would not stay on that subject. I have the feeling the Republicans, they're so excited about getting into office right now because they're not Democrats. That's the only reason they're getting into office. Supposedly now Kevin McCarthy he's just the presumed guy who's going to be the House Speaker. You have to understand the minority leader has a lot of leverage with where funds go to certain individuals who are in office. In other words, some of the other junior congressmen are kind of beholden to Kevin McCarthy. They help, he kind of is in charge of making sure they get funded in their campaigns and those kinds of things. So they, basically, he controls a lot of strings. And if you don't play ball, if you go against Kevin McCarthy, this is the way it has always been. It's really bad among the Democrats, but it's the same, Republicans do the same thing. John Boehner did this. If you don't vote for him, guess what? You won't get on any committees. You won't get any special perks. And I guarantee you, they have a base salary. They'll talk about, well, this is what I make in Congress. This is my base salary. Okay, yeah. And then when you get on a committee, you get more money and you get a bigger budget and you get more expenses paid. They don't tell you about those things. The extra money that they have to make. Now, speaking of which, Alexandria Ocasio, whatever, Sandy Cortez, the other day she was talking about how I still have $17,000 of student loan debt. That's just unacceptable. I think she's trying to, she doesn't want to, she could pay it off. She drives a Tesla. Okay, you're managing your funds poorly. If you're driving around on a Tesla and you got $17,000 worth of student loan debt and you have a job that's a six-figure job, You're not managing your funds well. You're just not managing your life well. Tune into Dave Ramsey for two or three days, and you'll figure it out. it's just ridiculous. But I think that she needs to have that debt so she can relate to the common man. Common. I know people pushing their 30s who still have nearly $100,000 in debt for student loans. And they're making $30,000 a year. Do the math on that.
Oh, I just want somebody to raise my.
But no. What we need is an education system that understand that provides it a practical application of math and money and funding, so that you understand making an investment like that in your career, in your education, might be more than you can afford. And maybe if people stop going out and getting student loans for $200,000, this is a huge racket, by the way. This is a huge thing. You go and get these big student loans, then they own you for how many years after that? You have to pay off on this thing with interest. So you're paying, and they'll defer the interest in the payments for a while. There are ways of getting around that. The problem is you're just kicking the can down the road. And at some point, I think they still charge you interest on some of that, depending on what kind of loan it is. And so you're doing this, and at some point, maybe when you're in your 50s or 60s, you'll get that student loan paid off. It burdens you for a long, long time. And the problem is, the educational institutions know this. They are just soaking up the funds, soaking up this money. And what are you getting for that? What kind of education are you really getting? In most positions, most jobs that most people work in, if you go out and get a two-year associate's degree from a community college, and then you just go out and start working in the career that you want to be in or something connected to it so that you can get a pathway to get there, as long as you have that two-year associate's or a bachelor's, say you got a four-year degree from community college, and you spent $40,000 on it, and you worked a year before you went to college, and you saved up half of that. Well, guess what? By the time you get a job and start working instead of spending more time in school, or spending a whole lot more money in this whatever kind of college it is that you have to go to. Now, if you get a scholarship, more power to you. The problem is, what I'm saying is, these schools are overpriced. They are pricing themselves out of the market, and they know they can, because the market will support it, because they can get student loans for it. Because the student loan process still keeps funding it. Because they like putting people in shackles. They send credit card applications to kids before they're even 18. This is the way the banking system works. They get you living on future you. And then they determine your future after that. You have all this debt hanging out. Oh, I went out and bought a car, or bought a house, bought a car. Cars are very bad investments, by the way, typically, 99% of the time. And so you got a house loan, you got a car loan, you got a second mortgage because you had to, you know, fix up the house. Something broke, air conditioner. You couldn't fix that. Couldn't afford to fix that because, you know, all your payments are going out the door. You got all your utility payments on all these things that you own, and paying for gas and insurance and all this brand new stuff. But you have to have it because that's the American way. And you have student loan debt on top of that. So for the next 45 years, you're going to be making payments. And you can never afford to just buy a car with cash because, well, you've always had a car payment. So that's just what you do. You buy a new car every few years, or at least a new-to-you car. Constantly have a car payment. Everybody has a car payment. Well, a lot of people do. I don't. I had one when I was in high school. Thought I had to have a car. Well, I did because I had to have a job. But I had to have a job to pay for my car. I could have bought a car with just cash that I had. It was an old junky car. I would have had to fix it up and all that stuff. But I wouldn't have had to have a job at that point. I could have finished out my high school year without working every night after school and on weekends. And actually participated in a few more school events, which I'm not sure that would have been that great for me. But life would have been very different. I don't know. Maybe not. If I'd have made that decision in high school to never go into debt ever again, to never be in debt, my life would have been extremely different. And I have to say, it probably would have been a lot more peaceful. The stress that put me through all the debt I had. Now, yeah, I had a nice car. I had a one-year-old Honda Accord when I was not far out of high school, driving around in this nice Honda Accord. I had a little business of my own. I was living basically on a credit card. I had a job, but I didn't pay much. My business was suffering, barely making any money. Barely getting by. Still living with my parents. Yeah. But the whole debt thing, you know, that's just the American way. That's the way we're taught to do it. And it's not the way you have to do it. If you live like no one else now, you can live like no one else later. That's kind of a weird statement, but you have to understand it. The way Dave Ramsey said it makes sense, but I can't say it the way he says it. Getting back to the J6 thing. So come to find out, when I was listening to this gal talk, and of course that was hard enough for me to listen to, and the line of questioning that just the ability to have any kind of objectivity from the news media is just gone. It's gone. And the whole thing with the Supreme Court, I'm going to get back to that. This whole Wanda Sykes thing, I started talking about Wanda Sykes and Stephen Colbert. Wanda Sykes was going, well, I'm a whatever woman, I got a baby, and whatever. Blah, blah, blah. So I'm not doing very well right now. She was all upset about the whole Supreme Court decision. Because of the kind of partner she's chosen to be with, she's not going to be able to have her own child unless she, you know, is artificially done by someone, some other man. She's an old gal, though. I don't think she's probably beyond years. I don't know. We'll see. But she's all upset about this whole thing. And she started going on to this whole thing of, you know, when did we stop becoming, we're no longer majority rule. We're no longer majority rule. First of all, this country was never majority rule. And this is, I even heard some people, I think this was on Matt Walsh, I think he was actually playing this stuff. And my first point is, no, but that's, first of all, you're fundamentally wrong on that first issue. We are not a majority rule country. So just put that away now, because that's not the case at all. Don't even go there, because that's not even, We've never been a majority rule country. That's the pure democracy thing. And why do we even have these red states, this red stuff, she calls it, in the middle? She doesn't like the red states. The majority of us live on both ends. We don't live in the middle of the country. Really? So that you think so? That's kind of the whole point of the whole system. So that you can't have two states telling the rest of the states what to do. Because remember, this is a United States. It's not a one big state country run by the federal government, and we have no choices as to where we move to within these states. Within these states, we are guaranteed certain rights by the Bill of Rights. Within the states, we can make our own decisions because we're closer to our... We actually can probably rub elbows with some of our state officials, state and local county officials. You won't bump into somebody at the store from the federal government, probably, in this area, at least not where I'm at. This kind of stuff just doesn't happen. But you might bump into your local representative. These are people you'll see at meetings, and who, when they campaign, they're in your county. The lack of understanding, I guess, in terms of the way our nation is founded. And it gets back to individual rights. And we have to hammer on this issue. The individual is the one who should be sovereign in their property, effects, and livelihood. When you are a producer of something, when you have a job or you have a business or whatever, you can produce something, you can make something. Say you can sew garments, you can pound on metal and make something out of that. You can build something out of wood. Whatever it is that you can do. You can raise animals, livestock, grow crops. This is the fruit of your labor that you should be able to just keep. But when you do that, the government steps in and says, we need to take a percentage of that. Because you've gone out and worked hard and produced something, made a lot of money. So we need to take some of that from you. If you do nothing, you don't have to pay any tax. This is one of the other dirty little secrets behind the whole inflation thing. Even if you get a cost of living wage, not the one company that I do some work for, they gave us a 10% increase in our pay. This is not because of inflation. This was just because of they're competitive right now for employees, and they're desperate. They're trying to keep the employees they have and entice more. Well, unfortunately, they were just outdone by some other competitors who now they're making national news because of the amount of money that they're throwing at new hires. And in the process of doing this, that 10% basically just covered the cost of living increase in the last year. We usually got a 2% cost of living increase every year, but now they gave us this 10%. We still get that, but they gave us this 10% increase, and it's almost not noticeable. It barely kept up with inflation. It's not a big deal, really. It's like, oh, that's nice, but now I've got to, because I'm putting $500 a month more now, or a week in more, a month, I guess, in my tank. So it's this ridiculous cycle that we're going to get into. Now, the bad part about this is, sure, I get paid more now, but that's going to put me into a higher tax situation as well. So now I get more taxes taken out. This is what the government doesn't want to talk about. We're all, we're just only going to tax those people who make over $140,000 a year. Well, soon minimum wage is going to be $140,000 a year here before too long, because that's what it's going to cost to live. And that's not even going to be a living wage. So everybody's going to be in this tax bracket. See, they know how this game's played. They understand we're going to put this cap on. We're only going to tax the 1%. We're only going to tax millionaires and billionaires. Now, you notice that when Bernie Sanders became a millionaire, he stopped saying millionaire. We're going to tax these billionaires. As soon as Bernie becomes a billionaire, he'll stop. He's going to be dead by that point. Made a lot of money on his book sales. All of a sudden, that's just business. Okay. Oh, all of a sudden, you're a businessman now. Made $1 million, now all of a sudden, you're not going after the millionaires anymore. Yeah, we have a summer camp. We have a summer camp. A lot of people have a summer camp. A lot of people from my state have a summer camp. Oh, so a lot of people are privileged in your state there, and a lot of them have a summer camp. Because you're just a common guy who has a summer home in upstate. Calls it a summer camp. It's a nice house. It's a house. It's an incredible house. He's got, supposedly it was given to him. Okay. Nothing nefarious going on there. I'd say somebody gives you a house worth well into the six figures. I think somebody needs to look into that a little bit. What kind of favors are being distributed here to a politician? Yeah. There's some weird stuff going on there. There's weird stuff going on everywhere. I hate to say it, but that's just the case. Another person was caught on audio recently talking to an African American lady running for office, and she said she can talk, you know, when she needs to, she can talk. I think she said ghetto, whatever it was she was saying. She can talk, you know, down. She knows when how to turn it on, how to turn it off. And she, you know, she was using the N-word and all kinds of other things. Now, here's another thing about anyway, she was going on about how all this, just very condemning. She's talking about how, just such racist language in terms of how she hates white people and how they're going to outdo the white people. It just, that kind of language it just sickens me to hear anybody on either side say that kind of thing. It just sickens me that people get that way, especially when they're in public service. One of the things on the J6 committee, the whole thing, getting back to this lady who was testifying, she's telling this story and she makes it sound like the president and all of the, you know, she has to juice the story up a little bit. And this is because every other word is the F word. Apparently it's just the F word just flies around all over the place in the Secret Service all the time. Every sentence contained the F word in it. Donald Trump was using the F word every, you know, I'm the effing president and blah, 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 blah. We're going to go. He was throwing this little tantrum and he was all upset and he was irate. This is the person that they want to think was, this is what was happening behind the scenes on. And then, of course, there was this story of Giuliani saying something about everybody's going to be up on Capitol Hill and it's going to be amazing. And then Mark Meadows supposedly said, this is going to get bad. He was looking down at his phone. He said, this is going to be bad. This could turn really bad. No context for any of this. Nothing. Just these are the statements that she's claiming were being made. Now, her credibility was shot when these other agents then came out and said this never happened, and they're willing to testify under oath that this never happened. But they won't get that chance because, of course, the committee is putting on the show, and the DOJ is watching, and they're going to come out with indictments based on the show that they've just watched, not based on any trial. Because this isn't a trial. There's no cross-examination. There's no defense attorney. They're going to come down with indictments. Then there will be a trial. And then this stuff is all going to blow apart. They've got some kind of legal plans here. In fact, there was a legal advisor, lawyer. He was either blowing smoke or they've got something nefarious planned behind the scenes because he was saying, oh, I can't say, you're recording this, I can't say anything about it. He said it several times during the course of their conversation. Well, since you're recording, I can't tell you any more than this. And he almost went into a couple things where he was going to explain the strategy. He didn't do that because people were recording. Something is afoot. Something's going on. I don't know what it is, but there's something bad about to happen with regard to where these people are going. They are so deluded. And this is what really makes me sick and concerns me the most for our country right now, is that there's a group of people out there that I believe are so incensed by this person that they've made up in their head, that he's some kind of monster who wants to take over the world. They're just totally deluded. It's concerning, folks. And I think we need to, as a nation, we've got to keep praying. This is just, we cannot, only God can get us out of this mess. And I know I've been, this all sounds very negative and very, but it is. Folks, we've got to wake up to the times we live in here. A lot of good things happening around the world. The Supreme Court ruling here is this is just amazing and awesome. But at the same time, we've got to be on alert here. You know, the left keeps talking about how close we almost lost our democracy. No, we're watching our democracy right now go away because of what they're doing. This has nothing to do with democracy anyway. It's all about the republic and the institutional constitutional republic that we have. Our Bill of Rights are being torn away, and we don't even understand what that even means. And I'm afraid it's because of a lack of civics or whatever it is in our nation or in our public school system, whatever it is. We don't understand what the nation was founded on, and we've got to get back to that. Pray that there's a restoration of understanding of liberty, objectivity, and freedom. A value of sovereign life in this nation. Thanks for listening this morning, folks. God bless. Hope you all have a great day, great week. I will hopefully be home tonight. Talk to you all later. Take care.